Chapter 4. Ravina's irritation vanished like an early mist as the coach finally crested the last hill and began the long run down towards Curbishley Hall. She leant out of the window, enjoying the feel of the breeze on her cheeks. She could almost believe she could taste salt from the sea in the air. She pulled off her hat and let the wind tease her blonde hair out of its tightly bound coils. There, they were almost home. Curbishley Hall, the Earl of Ashley's country seat, lay in a wide valley, sheltered from the sea on one side by rolling hills, and from the nearby town of Roseborne by a great tract of woodland. It was a splendid house, gleaming softly golden in the late evening sun, and surrounded by beautiful grounds and gardens. Ravina could tell from all the activity outside the beautiful porticoed front door that the servant's coach had arrived. She could see Nanny Johnson being helped up the steps by a footman. By rights, she should have gone to the servant's entrance with the others, but no one would dare say so to the old lady, especially not Ravina.
"Ravina, my dear, how lovely to see you again. It has been too long."
Dulcie came running down the front steps to greet her. A tall, thin, dark-haired woman, wearing a dark blue dress cut very severely, with only slight touches of white lace at her collar and cuffs. The thin chain belt around her waist carried all the various keys and necessities of her role as housekeeper. Although she was only 28, her recent troubled life had left its mark. There were a few premature grey hairs, and a small frown constantly marred her pleasant, kindly features. 2 years previously, on the sudden death of her father, Dulcie had been left alone and destitute. She was deeply grateful to Lord Ashley for rescuing her from a life of poverty and establishing her at the Hall, where she now had a home and a small income.
"Dulcie, I am so glad you're here. You are looking very well."
"You are late. I was beginning to worry. Did you have trouble with the carriage?"
Ravina slipped her arm through her cousin's as they mounted the steps to the front door.
"Oh, no. The journey was quite uneventful."
She stood for a long moment as she entered the hall, taking in with renewed pleasure the polished parquet floor and the great staircase. Deep bowls of blue and white china, full of heavy-headed roses, stood on small inlaid...